Hello, Pat, and welcome to Star News. First of all, I just want to ask you maybe a bit about your background and how you ended up standing for rector.
Well, the background, like most of the candidates, we've got sort of quite wide and varied backgrounds. Very specifically, I came up a little while ago to talk to some of the lads and the girls in the sport department, and it seemed to be a good night. And I often get asked in various guises from various institutions to go and talk to people. But the standard of questions that was asked was quite extraordinary. It was fantastically good. And I really enjoyed it and really got into it. And it was one of those ones after 2 or 3 hours, however long it was, you think, well, we're just getting into this now. We can really enjoy it. And I think the students that were there seemed to really enjoy it as well. So, you know, it was a good night. It was fun. And I never gave it another thought. And then a little while later, some of the lads came on to me and said, look, would you consider standing for the rector? And I thought, well, immediately just thought, well, wait a minute, I'd never considered it, I wouldn't put myself forward for it. But actually, because it's such a good time there, because I was pushed, because I found it quite interesting, and the little things I found while I was up here, because I stayed up here with a friend for a couple of days, I thought, actually, this is an intriguing role. Read up a little bit more about it, and thought, no, this is something that I would really like to be involved in. Without a kind of absolute desperation, I better win kind of thing, because they're very good candidates and all would be very capable candidates and very good rectors. But I thought maybe there were one or two things that I brought that would be slightly different to some of the others, and that would give a great opportunity for the students to have, you know, a good option, a number of good options. And also, although I'm in my 40s, I'm kind of a student at heart and have never really changed. When I was studying in Glasgow, I was doing a BA Commerce at Glasgow Tech, as it was in Glasgow Caledonian University, as it is now. And I had to leave with my final year because I was... those horrible people, Chelsea Football Club, made me play for them. So I took a 2-year sabbatical. I'd learned who I was when I was a student there, and a lot of the things that I learned about my personality were kind of, you know, were brought into sharp focus then. So, you know, being a student really framed my personality, and I kind of never really lost it. So while everyone else was maybe going out to nightclubs and being a bit flashy, well, I'd been going to a dowdy gig, or I'd been learning more about life and the world around me, and be it political, be it artistically, I just wanted to learn. So that was the reason why it all seemed to kind of tie in quite nicely, that being asked to do this, representing the students, absolutely fine. I don't feel in any way uncomfortable about that. I feel good about that.
Okay, and compared to a lot of the other candidates who have experience in politics and in journalism, what would you say are the skills that you have to offer from your work in football?
Yeah, you're right. I've not really worked much in journalism, apart from making documentaries for Radio 4, Radio 5, written for The Times, Sunday Times, Telegraph, Sunday Telegraph, Guardian. I've not gone on. I've been a journalist now. NME is where I started when I was 23, when I was playing football. It's the first stuff that I was writing. Now I've been a kind of journalist for all the time I was playing football, and afterwards as well, and I've worked in the media since then. So my journalistic credentials are probably not too bad. Political. I think my political credentials are okay as well. I've been involved with various political affairs, with maybe a small p, deliberately with a small p, for many years. Since being a student, I was involved in the anti-apartheid campaign before I was playing professional football, and that ran on for many years afterwards, when I helped start up the campaign against for racial equality, but also the kick race in football, which was a big thing I was involved with, and I was the first player footballer to speak out about that against the advice of everyone that was around me, because there was a big problem within that. But there have been other political areas that I've been involved in throughout the years. So just so, because you don't actually stand in a political party doesn't mean to say you've not had a political position. And business-wise is another area, you know, back to politics slightly. I mean, as the chairman of the PFA, the union down there for 5 years, and in the management committee before that. Now, that's quite an intense job. It's a lot of money involved, but it's a wide and varied thing. People think about a union, you know, obviously they did quite well for their members. I think you'll agree they've done quite well financially. But also in the wider sense, I mean, we had many things and many millions of pounds coming into our organisation, which we used in very good ways, which was setting up a thing called FFE and VTS, which is Football's Further Educational Vocational Training Society. And that's just a couple that come to mind just now that I've been quite highly involved for all my life. I've never kind of sat down. The other area that it's not political, but I'm involved with a variety of charities, which I've been director of and chairman of Fundraising Society, the Scottish Autistic Society, but also Football Aid, which I've been heavily involved in for many years. So in that area, you know, I've kind of helped to promote things in that area as well. I think one of the things is people do see, if you're a footballer, people have an attitude, you know, towards footballers, and sometimes it's a correct one, you know. But I've always been the outsider, I've always been the one who's had other interests and further interests, and I think it would be a wee bit simplistic to put me as a candidate who's just a celebrity footballer. And by the way, I hate the concept of celebrity. I just can't stand it. I've always hated it, and boy, if I hated it when I was a player, how must I feel about it now?
So you show a lot of passion towards these things you've been part of. What does the town of St Andrews and the university mean to you?
Well, my knowledge of St Andrews was fairly limited beforehand because most of my career was down south, and since I've moved back home, I've had quite a lot of things to do. St Andrews, when I spent time, apart from the fact that, A, it is arguably the most beautiful town that there is, you know, it's just the most beautiful place. I spent some time here over the last little while and just felt immediately comfortable. Because I think a lot of people have got an attitude towards St Andrews, or a couple of attitudes. One of them, full of boring golfers with V-neck jumpers, but it's also, people look at St Andrews as a university and they see it very elitist from the outside. It's not how I saw it. It's not how I've come across the students that I've met here. And these guys don't know it, but when I first met them, and I was kind of checking them out as well, I wanted to see if what was suggested was the attitude that people of St Andrews University, as seen from the outside, have they got that attitude? Didn't see it. Haven't really come across it. So it was a place with people that I've actually felt very, very comfortable with. And considering I'm a ruffian from the east end of Glasgow, there would be a suggestion that I would maybe feel a bit of an outsider. It's not really felt like that. It's felt very welcome and felt very meritocratic. And I think that's a good thing.
And finally, if you were to be elected rector, what would be the first thing that you would do?
The first thing, I wonder if some other candidates, present and past, may have had a whole colossal list of things that they're going to do and change. I want to listen. That's what I want to do. I want to talk to the students. I've got some ideas which I've already come up with particularly the sports guys. And girls, about changes can be made there. And I don't mean purely just structural changes, and they're interesting as well, and I think that's an ongoing thing which is going to happen whether I was involved or not. I've looked into that quite closely already, can't really say too much about it, but that's going to grow. But also I would listen, and if I was to edge anyone towards anything, one of the big things would be all areas I want to listen to and learn about, find out about and represent. But one little area I would like to do is more participation in the sport from all the students, if it's at all possible. I look at the facilities here and they're pretty good. I look at the people that are involved in it and I'm pretty gobsmacked by it, but there's no reason why I shouldn't get more involvement. And then it becomes a very complex issue of there are three different types of sport. People just say sport. It's not, there's fun, there's competitive, and there's elite. There's space for all at St Andrews, and there's opportunities for all at St Andrews. And I think if you look around many of the universities around the world, it is an important thing, and it's a kind of truism, I think, because someone who spent so much time in his life being fit and healthy has helped me. It's helped me in my mind as well. And there's so many occasions when I've had problems or troubles or worries or considerations or anything. Sport, A, can take your mind off it, which is nice. B, can actually clear your mind. And C, you come up with ideas when your mind is filled with adrenaline that sports gives you. And that doesn't need to be elite. That can be fun, that can be competitive, that can be any level. And also, I think being healthy is a good thing. Once again, I keep on looking for the obese people. People tell me around, I haven't seen any in St Andrews. But it's a problem in society, and I think it's something that we actually have to work towards to make sure that everyone stays as healthy as possible. And it is a rarefied atmosphere in St Andrews. And I think it's a rarefied atmosphere with the students, the expectations of them. And you can get a wee bit caught up in that and allow yourself, without being obese or anything, you can become unhealthy, you know. Food, nutrition, diet, all those sort of things, without not being the, if it's not the best, and then you add that on top of the fact that you're not doing things to work your body, it can actually then have an effect on your studying ability. So marrying these two, even better than it's done just now, would be up there among the first things I would like to work towards.